The following podcast is brought to you by BetDSI.com. The NFL and college seasons are heating up, so what are you doing on the sidelines? Get in the game with BetDSI. They've been paying winners for 20 years now, and with a reputation for great service and fast payouts, it's easy to know why BetDSI is the place to play, win, and get paid. Anytime, anywhere. BetDSI has every wager you could ever imagine, whether it's the NFL, college football, Major League Baseball, the NBA, UFC, esports, global sports. I mean, if it's happening, BetDSI is putting a line on it. You can even bet on politics and celebrities. Plus, you can bet live with BetDSI's live betting option. So stop hanging out on the sidelines and get started with BetDSI. You'll get some extra bang for your buck right now, too. BetDSI is offering you podcast listeners an extra 25% bonus, but only when you use the promo code WIN125. Don't leave your money on the table. Use promo code WIN125 and get the special podcast listener 125% bonus. Just visit BetDSI.com. That's BetDSI.com and use promo code WIN125. Don't stand on the sidelines. To win it, you have to be in it. Visit BetDSI.com right now. That's BetDSI.com, promo code WIN125.
This is The Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by Cheers. With Cheers, you're going to start feeling better when you wake up. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Good Wednesday morning, everybody. John and Lance along with Dell till 9:30. Raheel joins us at 9, then Charlie Pullillo to actually tell you something about sports right here on ESPN 97.5. In the meantime, we had some unfortunate stories. Vince is an unfortunate story. We don't need that. Lance Berkman came out and was none too pleased. Well, he came out and was expressed his displeasure with the Hall of Fame voting.
Right. You saw that? You just said Lance Berkman came out.
And was... displeased with the process.
Yeah,
exactly. He said valid point. He said, "Wait a minute, Edgar Martinez and I have the same numbers. He's in the Hall of Fame now, and I'm out the first ballot. How does that work? We're about the same guy, except I played the field."
I don't think they had the same numbers. Well, actually, you know what? Edgar Martinez's numbers were not as prolific. But they were. Edgar, I remember looking. Edgar had. How many times did he lead the league in with hits or something? It was quite a bit.
You need to call Lance and get him on. And we need to. I mean, honestly, it is a load of crap. I voted for Lance in his first. Now we like Lance and all of that stuff, but his numbers
2,200 career hits.
He's got 2,200 career hits. He's got a 933 OPS.
His career on base percentage was .418. Man, that is super high.
Yeah,
well, three times he led the league, including he was .479.
Lance Berkman has a higher OPS, .943. Berkman has 1,900 hits, just 300 hits short. 300 hits short, but he played less time.
Well, you're not getting a Hall of Fame with 1,900 hits.
Well. 300.
Never in a million years.
Well, 2,200 hits gets in, but the 1,900 doesn't.
No, 1,900 is not getting in.
Well,
the argument is he
just played longer. The only reason he has more hits is because he played longer.
Yeah, but that's not. But since I don't. I mean, the argument is probably not that Lance Berkman should be in the Hall of Fame. It's that Edgar Martinez shouldn't be, is what Lance is probably saying.
Well, no, he's saying if that's a Hall of Famer, I've got Hall of Fame numbers too. Then, and yeah. I agree with him.
I mean, he's 15% behind Edgar Martinez in hits. That's quite a bit. It's not like you're just you're 15% behind him.
But again, you didn't play as long as he did.
Well, okay. You know, well, you don't get bonus points for years you didn't play.
Well, I get that. But he 943 OPS. He's got 366 home runs.
You don't think Lance is a Hall of Famer.
And against 309. Well, if Edgar Martinez is, I don't see why Lance isn't.
Lance still doesn't even have his numbers. You do get baseball is built on numbers that are
right.
300, acquired through playing multiple years.
Yeah. Well, 309 homers versus 366. Lance has a higher OPS.
If you want to make the argument that Edgar Martinez should not be in, I would be okay with that. He was a great hitter. But yeah, I didn't realize their numbers were so similar. I mean, relatively speaking.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. But I thought, you know, I do. I think Lance is borderline Hall of Fame, but that he's out after the first ballot?
See, I don't even think he's borderline. Not by baseball standards. Not who's in the Hall of Fame right now. Yeah, out now. Now, why is he out off the first ballot?
Because he didn't hit 5%.
Well, that is kind of stupid.
Yeah, and neither did Roy, so he's out. You're off the ballot now. After 15 years, the Veterans Committee can vote him in. Mm-hmm. They voted in Harold Baines, and Harold Baines, his stats are, I would imagine, pretty similar. Now, he's had a much longer career. He did have a lot more hits because he played forever. Man, Harold
Baines.
That's
what baseball's about.
But his OPS was only 820.
Getting a 3,000 hits, getting a 500 home runs, getting a 300 wins. That's what it's always been about. How long you have to play a zillion years in baseball to get to those numbers. Baseball is the sport for stats. What's the magic number for basketball for points scored?
Who knows?
Yeah, because one knows. Because those numbers aren't as important as scoring 36 a game. That's important.
Right. Well, Harold Baines, though, you play for, it's the Don Sutton thing. Yeah. To me, Don Sutton and Harold Baines aren't Hall of Famers.
And I've never believed in, I believe in what do your 10 best seasons look like. You know, to me, I want to know how good you were in your prime, relatively speaking. I don't care about, and if your prime was 15 years, that's really impressive. If you were able to extend it, like LeBron's prime, this is a long, long, long prime.
Yeah.
This is really one of the things that makes LeBron incredible is physically, he's held up, and he still plays in a – he came into the league in – what was it, 2005? Was it five? Well, no, it was earlier than that.
Well, you're talking about one of the three greatest players of all time. So.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. This is a 16-year prime. This is like unheard of. Jordan didn't do this. Nobody does this.
Yeah. Freddie wants to know, is JJ a Hall of Famer right now?
Yeah.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah, JJ Watt
is a Hall of Famer. JJ did a sprint.
People will try to reimagine what he did. JJ Watt, first of all, football's not as long a career. He had three Defensive Player of the Years.
No.
That's unheard of, basically.
Yeah. No,
it's
JJ's
extremely rare.
JJ's right up there with the best
two
ever.
20-plus sack seasons.
And even if his career is cut short, he is the Terrell Davis, Gale Sayers of defense. You know, they didn't play. They had, what, 6-7 years. Gale Sayers had, what, 7 years total, right. And he made it a Hall of Fame. And that's what JJ did. JJ had that kind of only
JJ's
defensively.
In. JJ's in.
JJ's in.
It doesn't matter. JJ's
So let me ask you this question. This whole looks like the Lakers have said that they're no longer going to give any no more trade options to the Pelicans.
We don't have to have one guy run the entire league and his agent, who's his best friend or whatever, get to manipulate the whole league. Good.
No, let me ask you this question: if you're the Knicks and you've got the number one pick, would you trade it? Would you trade Zion Williamson for Anthony Davis?
No, he's not. He's
I think
got
they
some,
will
he's
though.
A little injury
I think
prone.
They would.
They probably will. I think Zion Williamson will be special. I would not get away from Zion Williamson.
Yeah, I wouldn't either. I don't think I would trade it if I was them. I think
Anthony
I would want to build around that
dude.
Yeah,
Anthony Davis has had injury issues. He's been around in the league. You come right out of the gate having to pay him a zillion dollars. I don't think that's smart. I think Zion is a special player.
Okay. Let me ask you this. And Dal, you get in on this. The all-time Duke team. Is Zion Williamson on it?
No. No, he's not.
Oh, I don't know. As far as talent goes.
He hasn't even played postseason.
I know. As far as talent goes, this dude is as talented as any player that Duke has ever had.
I'm not putting him on that list, though. There's
okay,
so
what's
much
your five?
I mean,
Hurley and Christian Leitner.
No, I'm not putting
I'm not putting Hurley.
Hurley would be your point guard.
No, I'll put Leitner.
No, if you're talking about talent, you take Kyrie or Jay Williams.
Yeah.
You're talking about talent. You just said talent.
Well, no, but then we said no on Zion Williams.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if
think Kyrie never won a
what did Kyrie
national
win?
Championship.
Well, I didn't take your tack. You're the one talking about talent. I just wouldn't take Zion Williamson right now. I'm taking Grant Hill.
Yeah.
I'm using
Grant and Leitner probably.
Grant and Leitner are definitely in.
And I'm taking my backcourt doesn't have Bobby Hurley in it. Even if I have to go small with Kyrie
Who is it?
I take, as far as players,
he goes Kyrie.
I'm taking Kyrie and Jay Williams.
Yeah, Jay Williams is
But let's talk just about their college career, not their pro career.
Oh, and we're having different conversations.
Right, what did they do at Duke?
Bobby Hurley didn't have a pro career, so he got in a car
accident. Well, he got in a car accident, right.
Just like Jay Williams did. Well, Hurley was there for so long, so I would take Hurley. Jay Williams only played a year. He won a title, though, didn't Jay?
Yeah, this is it eliminates all the one-and-done guys. Like, all the one-and-done guys are done.
We're talking about careers, and Zion Williamson is out, too.
Yeah. Yeah. You have to, if you just create a, just do it however you feel like you need to do
right.
it. Do it however you feel like you need to do it.
I would do it as I feel, I really believe that Zion Williamson, as when it's all said and done, will be one of the greatest Duke players ever.
When it's all said and done, you might put him on there, but he hasn't even gotten in the postseason yet.
Right.
So,
but as far as let's go talented players. Kyrie.
Well, it starts.
Christian Laettner. Grant Hill.
I'd start with Grant. Yeah, I'd start with Grant Hill.
Grant Hill.
Dude, Grant Hill was so good, was so unbelievably good. People sleep on Grant Hill because he had a debilitating ankle injury. But you know what? He came back from after. 3 years it was a problem for him. He came back and played at a relatively high level, a solid level. But before Grant Hill's injury, you know, Grant Hill was one of the best players in pro basketball.
Mm-hmm.
Grant Hill was really, really good. And he had to carry some bad teams. Grant's way up there, higher than Christian Laettner to me. But, yeah, Zion Williamson, I think, is going to end up. We got to see how he develops. Like, how's he going to shoot? His game is not really developed yet. He's a physical specimen right now, more than anything. Like, he's winning with physicality. I want to see how he does from a skill standpoint. Because I can tell you this, Grant Hill faced up the UNLV team and did not even blink. As a freshman, he wasn't even fazed in the least against UNLV. Like, I remember thinking, man, this guy, he didn't have a care in the world. Grant was just a great defender. I don't know. This kills me. This hurts my heart that we're talking about good Duke players. Well, can't John stand that Duke. Organization.
I love Duke.
I know he's been a Dukie forever.
Forever.
Doesn't make any sense.
Oh yeah, great kids that graduate never get in trouble.
Do you mean they don't? That whole they graduate.
Well,
thing
they used to graduate.
Past.
That's old. They graduate. Used to
that's
graduate.
Over. Well, that's over.
And they just win championships. Yeah, we gotta hate them.
What?
That's over.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
The great Thomas Hill.
Do you love Patriots? The great Thomas Brady.
I do. Great Thomas Brady is the greatest player that we'll ever watch on a football field.
And Edelman
and
so, is a
and
Hall
I
of Famer.
Appreciate
him. And Edelman's a Hall of Famer.
No, Edelman's not a Hall
John
of Famer.
John is a front runner, is what we know about him.
No, I appreciate
Duke,
greatness.
New England.
Is that what's
runner.
In your Twitter bio? It just says Duke, New England, LeBron.
Michael.
And who's your...
It says Mike.
The ultimate front runner.
It says Mike.
Yeah, you're a front runner.
It
we
says
know the
Yankees.
Yeah, when I see people like that in their Twitter bio, yeah. I know that they all should burn in hell. Like,
hey,
I know,
hey.
Just like the Brexit people, like that one guy said yesterday, he said, yeah. There's a special place in hell for the people who were pumping up Brexit and had no plan. That's like people, and I was like, this is perfect, because this is exactly what happens on Twitter. People are like, oh yeah, this is what they should do. And then, you know, and then you just think, I wish you were responsible for whatever your pining for, whatever mm-hmm. you say should happen. I wish that if that happened, you were personally responsible, because then you wouldn't chirp quite as loudly. Like the Brex people, like, this is what we should do. And like, all right, they voted for it. They got all hyped up. Now what?
Now.
I gotta go.
This sucks.
That was a Twitter poll. I don't know. I don't know what we should do. And then they said, I'll never forget, they were in the street asking people in England, like, did you vote for Brexit? I voted for it, but I didn't think it would actually go through. I mean, like, yeah, it's great, but then I found out that we're not gonna have, like, it sounds like it's bollocks. It sounds like we've got a lot of problems. Yeah.
Yeah.
If you could vote for it again, what would you vote? No, I'd vote no. I was just joking. Like, yeah, it was not a joke. We are leaving the European Union. You know that, right? Yeah, I didn't think it would really go through. I did it on it was a bit of a laugh, really. Like, why are y'all?
I was having a lark.
Yeah. I was just taking a piss out of my mates. I said, you know, like, oh, watch this, I'll vote for Brexit. It was just, I was taking the piss. That was all.
yeah, well, now we're leaving the union. Well, oh. I didn't want that to happen.
That sucks.
So what is Brexit? I don't even know.
Dummies. Just like we in our country have a bunch of dummies. Like, this is my favorite. If you have this in your Twitter bio, first of all, the two worst people are Yankees, you know, Red Sox, Patriots, LeBron, Floyd Mayweather. They just have their who they back, and it's a wide variety of, none of it is city related. I know you're A, a bad person, and then B, the worst are when people who have love politics. You don't love politics. Politics is policy. You don't love policy. When you say you love politics, that means you like arguing with other people on social media. Well, that's all it is.
That's what you do.
It has nothing to do with politics. It has nothing to do with, you know, listening to policy, developing policy. Politics is supposed to be working with other people to get things accomplished. People who, quote unquote, love politics like it's a sport, they're basically like gang members. They're in on this gang or this gang, and all they like to do is try to own the other gang on social media.
If you put in your profile some identifier of who you like to vote for or what side of the aisle you're on, you're a piece of crap.
Yeah, I mean, generally speaking, you're not going to be fun at any parties.
All right, we got a lot to do getting started here on ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776 if you want to get in here. Why don't you talk about some diamonds?
Well, I'll tell you about Robbins Brothers right now because Valentine's Day is coming up. You know, I got to tell you guys, this is a really big deal when it comes to getting engaged. Valentine's Day is kind of a standard that can be set. When you set that standard, you put yourself in a very rarefied air. And don't worry about I don't know if I can live up to it. Robbins Brothers can help you. First of all, let's start with the ring. They've got 30 cases of rings waiting for you for your diamond engagement rings. They are the engagement ring store. They've earned that title without question. 30 cases. Nobody even comes remotely close. No one's even in the ballpark. But here's something else to know. Not only will you find the cut, the clarity, the color, the settings you're looking for from the very best designers, they will also help you with finding the hand-selected diamond, and they will help you with plan the perfect proposal as well. And every engagement ring should be presented in a romantic, personal way that's meaningful to the couple. And that's what Robbins Brothers will actually help you do, is they'll help you plan and execute the perfect proposal. So if you plan on proposing for Valentine's Day, fear not, my friends, because one of their concierges will work with you on creating that perfect proposal, and you can get hooked up right there. Now through Valentine's Day, they are offering no money down, interest-free financing for 48 months, and that's subject to credit approval, minimum $5,000 purchase with your Robbins Brothers credit card. Stop by one of their two locations. Do not delay and get your engagement ring before Valentine's Day and make it a special Valentine's Day. Two locations, 610 of San Felipe. The other location is West Bay Area Boulevard in Webster. Go online to find out more about them. I think you're going to absolutely love the selection. Do it this Valentine's Day. It's going to be big time. Always online at robbinsbrothers.com.
ESPN 97.5. Is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Hi, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776.
Is today Wednesday or Thursday?
Today's Wednesday. But you don't even know what day it is anymore. You always mix up Wednesday and Thursday. You got six guys to do today. And I don't like the way that sounds, but...
I don't either. Ryan Davis today. Ryan Davis from Auburn. He's got about 70 one-yard catches.
Well,
that's not football. When you throw it sideways and then a guy takes off like an extended running back, that's not
football.
Is
that why Jarrett Stidham was... I mean, that offense is...
Oh, it's Gus's offense.
Gus is terrible.
So it's it was pretty cool back in like when we were doing the show at 610.
Yeah.
It's been a while.
10 years ago?
Yeah, it was pretty cool when they were running Wildcat for the first time. We're like, what is this weird offense with Darren McFadden and who was the other one?
Felix Jones.
Yeah, Felix Jones. And then Jerry.
Didn't McFadden just get in trouble?
Yep, he got in trouble.
He got in trouble.
I think he got vinced.
Vince got in trouble last night.
What happened with Vince?
Was it Monday night? Monday night he had another DUI. Suspicion of DUI. So that's unfortunate. But he's already been convicted once. That's a bad thing, Vince. You got to get a driver, buddy. So Bill O'Brien, I'm looking at the transcripts, and there are some telling words here.
Yes.
About Bill O'Brien's hires. Tim Kelly, offensive coordinator. He says, we believe this is an excellent change. Tim has earned. He knows the offense. You know, he started as a defensive guy. He started as a defensive guy. And so, I've always thought this is if why defensive guys who look at offenses all the time can't be offensive guys, because that's what you do. You study offenses all the time. Hey, this is good. That's not good. Well, Tim Kelly started on the defensive side and he moved over, and then he was the tight ends coach for the Houston Texans. Now, calling plays, Bill O'Brien said this. I think that's always been a collaborative effort. Through the years, we've had different guys call the plays. I've called the plays. Obviously, we had George Godsey call the plays. No, that's the only other guy. We've had different guys. There's no doubt in my mind Tim Kelly is ready to call the plays. That's something he'll always be. But it's a collaborative effort. On the outside, people may say, what does that mean? Well, there's a lot that goes into calling a play. Okay. Obviously, you don't have a lot of time to make a play call, but there's a lot that goes into it. You need input from everybody quickly.
That sounds like
you know what that means? You know what that means?
That means see y'all next year. Yeah.
Carl Smith is coming over as the quarterback coach. He worked at Southern Cal with Pete. He worked with Pete Carroll. He also worked in Seattle with Pete Carroll. Here's the interesting thing. What's the biggest thing that you look for when you're looking for a coach? I think the number one thing is the chemistry. The ability to be a good teammate, to understand your role. There it is in a nutshell. That's what you're looking for. Know your lane. I'm going to be calling the plays. You're going to be watching me call the plays. And that's how this is going to go.
Does that basically saying Sean Ryan didn't know his lane?
Maybe.
He had a little too much of an opinion?
Maybe too lippy.
Wes Welker had too much of an opinion? Because Wesley's gone.
Wes is gone, too. Here's the deal, too, is that we thought that he might get Gary Kubiak this offseason. Wade is your defensive coordinator. Like it or not, live with it. That didn't happen with Bill O'Brien. Because the fact of the matter is they could have said, and somebody called in, I forget who it was, and said, well, Cal did it before. They did it. We saw Bob do that to Gary Kubiak, so why wouldn't he do this with Bill O'Brien? Bill O'Brien's offense sucked this year, and he needs a guy that's going to come in and call the plays. Well, guess what? We're aligned now. We're aligned. We've got Brian Gain. Mm. We've got Bill O'Brien. We're all on the same page, and the same page is Bill O'Brien is calling the plays, and he wants, and the problem with this, more than likely, I don't know, not in that room, but these are yes men. This is not somebody that's going to be able to check. Tim Kelly was a linebacker coach at Penn State 5 years ago, and now he's the offensive coordinator at for the Houston Texans. You know what that means?
What?
That means that he's going to be working in the NFL forever. He's got a job forever when you're offensive coordinating. Well, that's George Godsey. But you know what? This is a wonderful, wonderful opportunity for Tim Kelly. And, well, Carl Smith has been around. He's been doing this and done that for years. But it's not like there's anybody can challenge Bill O'Brien on what the hell's going on there.
Well, the owner should do it. The general manager
should. Well, the owner is not in that room every day. It's not in the the only thing that the owner could do is hire somebody.
Well, the way you challenge,
what is the owner going to tell him?
The owner could have
on a Wednesday before you play the Titans. What is the owner going to tell him?
Right now? It is where one guy has a substantial amount of juice, and it's the head coach. You can say whatever you want, but the fact is, Bill O'Brien, it is almost like when Gary had Rick, because
Gary Kubiak's GM was Rick Smith. He brought Rick Smith in. In a way, Bill O'Brien brought Brian Gain in. And I don't think Brian Gain is out there trying to boss trying to boss Bill O'Brien. And Cal, we'll find out if Cal puts a foot down on some stuff or not. But I don't think it would have been – I don't think it was an outrageous ask to say, hey, we'd like for you to just really manage the team like a head coach does.
But it didn't. That didn't happen.
Well, it's a collaborative effort, John.
No, I know. That's what I love about it. Everybody's calling the plays.
You're right,
You know
though.
Who else is calling the plays? Probably the assistant trainer. He's going to get to call some plays.
No.
You know who else is going to call?
No,
the equipment manager.
Really?
What play do you think is we should run here?
No, it's not super collaborative.
No, it's not. You mean it's one guy?
But here's, you're right, and I've always said this. If you listen, Bill O'Brien will tell you what you need to know if you just listen and read between the lines. It's always there.
Yeah.
He always is going to, he can't keep it from you. And when he talked about, you know, when he said guys have roles or whatever, he basically said there's some guys who didn't stay in their lane.
Stay in your
lane. Did Sean Ryan get did he get an upgrade? Did he get a better job?
Well, he gets to coach Stafford now instead of
Deshaun.
But he
was an offensive coordinator, right? Isn't he quarterback's coach over there? Isn't that a lateral move?
Yeah. Yeah, he made a lateral move.
That means he wouldn't stay in his lane,
right.
is what happened.
But you, Sean,
Wes Welker.
Sean, you're going to have to find a new quarterback
either
job.
Either he thought Wes wasn't good or Wes didn't stay in his lane because he's not here anymore either.
Yeah.
He got, what, 2 years?
Yeah, that's it.
So
well, yeah. Anyway, so and I just found it. Listen, it is what it is. Bill O'Brien, he's got the power. But let me, okay, so somebody mentioned this the other day. He said, you know what? This is the way that you go about it. When you look at the great teams in history, Bill Belichick, Greg Popovich, Bill Walsh, Vince Lombardi, they had all the power. They bought the groceries. They made the dinner. Those are the guys. Those are the teams that create dynasties.
I can tell you a lot of teams that didn't do it that way, too. Like the Green Bay Packers, who have had a long run. They've never done it that way.
Well, they've had a long run with one Super Bowl title.
No, I know, but you can't. And guess who else? The Pittsburgh Steelers don't do it that way.
No, they don't.
They don't do it that way. Most teams don't do it that way.
Most teams don't. But when you look at great, great dynasties.
Great dynasties are made with Tom Brady, the Big Three.
Well, Belichick's got to get his credit, too.
And San Antonio
Spurs. Bill Walsh has got to get his credit, too.
I know, but you're nothing without your Jimmys and Joes.
No, right.
And the San Antonio, you're not going to have a great dynasty without all-time greats that are picked.
No, right. But Pop's got to get his credit too.
Yeah.
Okay.
No.
I mean, and I don't believe it. I don't believe in it. But it there is something to be said for.
No, there's nothing to be said for it. You had outlier programs. That's not a standard. If it's a standard, then you'd see it a lot more.
Well,
we've had a lot of places where it's failed miserably. where that mode has failed miserably. And I would say this. I don't think Bill Belichick has been a particularly good personnel guy at all.
No. Yet he's got six.
No, yeah. That's fine. That's because of the coach. Now we can go down his personnel stuff for
I get it, but he's got six.
It's not good. He got six not because of his personnel moves, because he has 12.
Yeah.
He get it because he has 12. That's why.
No, I get it.
We can go look at Chad Jackson, the great wide receiver he had, or Lawrence Maroney in the first round. We can go look at his picks.
No. I agree wholeheartedly. However, he can always go, yeah, I got these, Lane. I can't hear you. There's too much ringing in my ears.
Yeah, thank God you got 12. Let's see how much ringing is in your ear.
I don't ever have to see that because I got them. They're right here, and they're loud.
But that's not I mean, I guess as long as your guy can get the greatest quarterback of all time, you can. That's a good mode then.
Yeah.
As long as you draft the greatest one of the greatest big men of all time in Tim
Duncan. Well, I don't think it's a secret. You got the best players.
Yeah, that's the thing. And most coaches are not the best evaluators.
No.
He got lucky in the sixth round with Tom Brady.
Yeah.
I think they got an injury discount on Gronk. Edelman was a great find. There's no way around that. And he did a good job of drafting. You know, they have not been drafting great. Like, who are their great defensive players they've been drafting?
Yeah, I know.
Who are they?
You know, Hightower.
They added where did Gilmore come from?
No, he's from Buffalo.
Yeah, from Buffalo, yeah. So they added Stephon Gilmore via free agency. But other than that, Hightower, they drafted Teddy Bruschi and Mike Vrabel and
Ty Law.
Ty Law, they drafted
Lawyer Malloy.
Vince Wilfork, Lawyer
Harrison.
Malloy. Who?
Richard Seymour.
Willie McGinnis. Yeah. Remember when he used to draft really good defensive players? Yeah. Now it's like,
did they draft Ninkovich?
Malcolm Brown. Yeah. Yeah. Rob Ninkovich. That's okay. Yeah. The McCourties. Yeah. Well, one of them was not.
One of them.
The McCourties. Well, okay. Yeah. The great Bill Belichick personnel guy, him being able to put together a great defense at all.
Still got those titles. Thanks to 12. I agree. I agree wholeheartedly. It's 12.
And
it's
I don't care what Vince Lombardi did back when everything was in black and white. That's
irrelevant. Bill Walsh. Or, you know, I mean, I don't know. There is at least there's an argument to be made. And now we got that.
Okay. I'm excited.
Bill O'Brien.
I'm excited. It sounds like we're on the road to the next Spurs and Patriots.
You're damn right
we are.
This
is a good thing.
Thank you. And we got
four. This is a good thing.
And we got four.
Yeah, this is a good thing, yeah.
And you know what? I'm going to party. As soon as those six rings start coming in, guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to drink and I'm going to have a good time. And then I'm going to take Cheers. That's right. I'm going to take Cheers. Cheershealth.com. Because after you have a few cocktails, before you go to bed, you take three Cheers capsules. And you go to bed and you feel better the next morning. Listen, it works on your liver. It does all kinds of stuff. These are scientists. These are doctors. These are Ivy Leaguers. They know. We don't. All we know is that we feel better after we have a few cocktails. We like to have a few cocktails, and that's fine. But don't feel bad the next day. You don't have to. Not anymore. Not because of Cheers. Cheershealth.com. Locally owned and operated company. If you order today before 4 o'clock, you'll have them on your doorstep tomorrow. Cheershealth.com. You want to feel better tomorrow? Cheershealth.com.
Looking for something to do this weekend? Visit culturemap.com to find out everything going on in the city. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. Did you... So funny. Did you see what the Pacers fans did last night? Well, first of all, the Pacers won by what, 42?
Did they go on the court again and try to fight people? That was Detroit. Never mind. That was Detroit fans with Pacers.
Did you see Brandon Ingram is on the free throw line? And they started chanting, LeBron's going to trade you.
Yes.
LeBron's going to trade
that was
you.
So genius.
And then when JaVale McGee is on the line, not worth trading. Not worth trading.
Everybody could do that to sow that discontent on the team.
Look at this picture, though.
Don't listen to him. LeBron's great. Don't listen to him. I'm about to do a documentary that shows why you shouldn't be trading.
Look at this picture, though. Here's LeBron sitting on the end of the bench, and nobody's sitting next to him.
Well, that picture apparently has been debunked a little bit, only because LeBron always sits at the end of the bench. He has, like, some special cushion or whatever. And because they're getting blown out so much, as you look at that lineup, all the guys who normally play...
Oh, all the guys who sit there?
Yeah, all the guys who don't play normally are actually in the game, and that's where they would normally sit. So, you see, I think Ingram's on the bench at the time, Kuzma's on the bench, so that explains the distance.
Well, I don't care. Nobody wants to sit by him.
Okay, I'm just giving you...
Was anybody sitting by him? I rest my case.
I'm just giving you...
Is anybody sitting by him?
All I'm telling you is how that picture came to be.
I love that chant, though. Everywhere now.
That's so
LeBron's
good.
But how about
LeBron's going to trade you. He's going to create the most dissension on
all
that
all this crap going down, and they lose by 42 to the Pacers. Or whatever it is. And then there's LeVar.
Uh-oh.
Oh, my God.
We were kind of done with him for a while.
Talking about this dude.
No, but it was kind of gone for a while.
No, well.
We've been without other than him saying, I want him to go to Phoenix if he has to get traded.
I think that he's the most over. To me, this is what's wrong with sports in 2018-19.
Fake creations.
This guy has such a stage, and he's so famous for absolutely nothing. For idiocy. Saying he could beat Michael Jordan, and he was better than. I mean, oh, my God. What a... And being the worst helicopter dad in the world.
Well, Kyler Murray's dad's going to...
Kevin Murray.
No, he's not as outspoken as LeVar.
No, no, no. He just is a real one in real life.
Oh, in real life.
He doesn't need to speak on
oh,
it.
Oh, there's no question.
How about Kevin Murray? Did you watch the Dan Patrick interview?
Yeah.
Where
yeah.
he's like, so what's the deal with football? Huh? Okay. Kyler kept looking over his head. Am I allowed to... Nothing. What? He goes, you know this is an interview, right? Yeah. Well, what? So, are you headed to the combine? You're going to be going to the combine? He already knows the combine listed now, but obviously he's going to the combine. He's declared for the draft. Mm. You going to the combine? Dad?
No comment. Well, and then Dan Patrick starts asking Kevin.
No comment. He goes, do I just need to
talk Kevin.
To your dad? Is he going to the combine? No comment. Okay.
Yeah.
What are y'all doing? You think you're creating leverage?
Right.
You're just making your son look like we can't draft this kid.
Well,
his dad is the boss of him.
Well, and they are going to want to place him probably where they want to place him, if truth be told. But LeVar, oh my God.
Well, kind of like LeVar has done.
Oh my God.
It's the same thing.
Oh my God. He says this. Luke Walton is the worst coach he's ever had. It was Magic who said he was going to be the dang face of the franchise. But Magic ain't doing no coaching. And the only person to kill Lonzo is the coach pulling him out and not having no confidence in him. Everyone who's had confidence in Lonzo, just let him go and let him win. That's what he does. He wins. Luke Walton turned him into a loser. A loser's mentality is like, oh, he's young. He'll get it. Instead of just letting him go out there and do what he does. You mean that guy that's shooting 38% from the field? That 38% guy? You
Luke
just got to let him
Walton.
Go?
Ruined him and turned him into a loser.
So he says he wants to be a winner. You know where he wants to go?
Where?
Phoenix.
Yeah.
Well, that's where all the winners go.
Yeah. Phoenix is a
what
good spot.
What a numbnuts.
Phoenix is a good spot.
This guy is the dumbest.
They almost covered against the Rockets.
No, they pushed. They pushed.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's kind of like winning.
At some places, it was 8.5.
Well, then I'm sorry. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Good point, LeVar.
Mm-hmm. He's a winner, so let's go to Phoenix. What a numbnuts.
Yeah.
This guy isn't the biggest idiot in all of sports. I've never seen... Have you ever seen anything like LeVar Ball?
No, he's the worst.
The worst.
We've seen it, but no, he's Don... I mean, he literally is so bombastic, he's Don King.
When I was doing the show with Sean Salisbury, he wanted to have him on. And I was like, I will not... There is absolutely zero chance that I will have that guy on a show that I'm doing. He's like the worst thing that's happened to sports, like, ever, in my opinion.
Well, yeah, it's Kardashian.
Yeah, it's all it is. There's no substance. None. Right. Zero. Right. Zero substance.
Uh-huh.
He's done nothing, and yet he's so famous, and the baller shoe is special.
Mm-hmm.
It falls apart. It's $500
and
it falls apart.
The $200 slides or whatever. It's almost like it's just such a bad... Everything about that was just really, really... was just a terrible idea.
Yeah.
The whole thing was just... It was almost laughable. I mean, it really was like a skit. It was like a skit, the whole thing. I could beat Michael Jordan. I mean, then when you see Kenan... When Kenan Thompson... actually did the LeVar Ball character, never lost, when everything was never lost. It was so over the top that it was funny. It's like, God, this is really what he's like, though.
That is, no, it's
He'll
not
say
an exaggeration.
Things like that.
Yeah.
LeVar invented it. Yeah. Not LeVar, but Lonzo invented water, never lost. Like, he invented water.
Jonathan's been waiting. We got to get him in here on ESPN. Jonathan, hey, Jonathan, what's going on?
Morning, fellas. I wanted to talk real quick about the Texans and Le'Veon Bell, and if Bryce Harper potentially. I know that there was an article out there that the mystery team was going to be the Astros that Bryce Harper might sign with, and seeing that he hadn't signed, I was wondering if the Astros may still be in the hunt for him. But real quick, Lance, I was watching a show with my daughter, one of the 1,000, veterinarian reality shows on the Animal Planet. This lady walks in and talks about her dog pulling an ACL, and I couldn't help but to remember Lou Holtz on a mobile talking about, you know, dogs pulling hamstrings.
Yeah, that was one of the funniest segments ever. He had me, I was literally.
I started cracking up laughing, and my wife was like, why are you laughing so hard? I had to explain to her.
I literally was on the ground when Lance was doing that back at the old station. Lou Holtz talking about a dog pulling a hamstring was the funniest thing I think that we've ever done.
Oh yeah, my gosh.
Because it was so actual, classic. it was real comments that he made it at SEC Media Days in South Carolina.
Dog never had cancer.
Yeah, he's like, and then pickle juice. If you drink pickle juice, you don't get cramps. No one's ever, I mean, you don't have to get cramps. You drink pickle juice, you won't get cramps. And then it start. And then he's like, then it turned into, hey, and then, you know, hey, I hear about dogs, you know, people pulling and having cramps and pulling hamstrings and all that. That's absolute nonsense. You ever see a dog there just laying on the porch, been there for 3 hours, and then the cat comes by. They get up and sprint full speed. They never pull a hamstring. They never tear an ACL. A dog never tore an ACL. Never pulled a hamstring. Chased a cat, dead sprint, been sitting there, didn't stretch. Like, Lou, are you... You say you don't believe in stretching? Like, pulled hamstrings are not a real thing? ACL? Are you trying to say the dog's body physiology is the same as a human's?
Dog never got cancer.
He says, dog never had pulled a hamstring. I've never seen a dog pull a hamstring or tear an ACL. Well, okay. I've never seen a human lick himself either. I mean, that's what's your point, Lou? Wait, what?
Dogs apparently, you can lick yourself. I don't know that you have any hamstrings. I'm not sure.
That's the point, Lou. They're super flexible. Dogs are.
All right, 744 ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. Let's go. Let's talk a little patio, Lance.
Let me tell you about why. So this is pretty cool. We're going to have, I was talking to my neighbor across the street about having them come over, and they've got three kids, and we want to have them, they're similar ages to my kids, and have them come over sometime and have the husband and wife, and we'll decide either we'll be outside on a patio and the kids will be inside or vice versa. But that's a great thing about having a really cool outdoor living space, which is what I have, is it gives you a chance to have a little home away from home. It's not the man cave setup. It's having your own patio. You can go outside and post up on your furniture and your big screen TV and your little sound system that's out there, because that's what Texas Custom Patios will do for you. And that can be your little home away from home. It is for me. I've done my draft work out there. We've had pizza and watched television. We watched some of the Super Bowl out there. It's just a great way to add not only value to your home, but a separate spot where you can go, or your wife can go, or you and your buddies. I had some friends come over and we did steaks and drinks, and we just hung around and just, you know, just got to spend time and just hang out together and have a good time. It's just whatever you want it to be. And I don't care if it's a sunroom. I don't care if it's an enclosed patio, if it's a patio, if it's an outdoor living space, outdoor kitchen, whatever the case may be, Texas Custom Patios will design it for you. And then they build it to those specifications that are top high quality specs that make them the premier outdoor living builders in the entire state of Texas. Look at their work. Look at their before and afters. It's unbelievable. They even can handle drainage issues for you at your home. The siding, the windows, everything. It's a complete refresh. Go to tcplance.com and you can see my before and after. tcplance.com, or go to their website and see all of their work and all their information at texascustompatios.com. And don't forget, find them on Instagram as well.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers, live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, 750 ESPN 97.5. Dell, signing day. How in the hell did you, were you guys able to secure that 40-year-old punter?
He's 24.
He's not 24.
No, the age, he's 24. He just has a lot of tattoos.
Oh, my. No. Look at his face. He's 40. It's he's got to be the dad of that kid that they signed.
He's 24. Lewis Headley from Australia.
Oh, my God.
6'5", 240, the new punter at Miami.
He's got a whole body of tats. Yeah. His whole body is tatted up.
He looks like he belongs in Sons of Anarchy.
Have you seen this guy?
Show me.
Oh, my God.
Look, Manny Diaz ain't playing around, man. We play in the portal game.
And that's a punter?
Yes.
That's a punter.
6'5", 240.
You're going to tell me that that is not a 40-year-old?
24.
He's not 24.
He went to JUCOs, lived the hard life.
That dude is 24?
Yeah.
I mean, honest
he
to
definitely
God.
Looks like a 30-year-old prisoner.
Well, all no,
I think I've seen him on 60 Days In.
Somebody said, is he going to Miami or did you attend 10 to 15?
Oh, he's Australian he's on Australian. Top of it. Yeah. Oh, Australian years.
And his whole body is all
he
tat.
Came from a country/continent where almost every animal on it can kill you. Of course you're going to look a little haggard.
Australian years are 1.4.
Yeah.
So he's 24, multiply 24 times 1.4, and that's how old he is.
Just understand, we're the only school in the country who's going to send the punter off the bus first. Y'all want some?
All right.
Y'all want some?
You want some?
Our punter. This is our punter.
Holy crap, that dude.
Well, he can handle this outside. He is.
I am 12. He is not.
I don't care what he is, as long as he can punt.
Yeah, somebody put, I'm a senior in high school. Okay.
He didn't say he was a senior in high school. He's from a JUCO directly.
He's
been
is.
2 years at a JUCO.
Okay, what is Miami known for, Dell?
Defense.
Not the Hurricanes.
Fast defenses.
Over the years, let's say in the 80s, the 70s, 80s, 90s.
The same thing as Dallas. Coke.
Okay. Does he look like he could be working to mule stuff in and out with a biker gang?
He'd be protection.
Could he be part of a... Okay.
He wouldn't be a mule.
He could be protection.
He would be protection.
He could be protection.
Yep.
Like...
No, that there's no question.
An Australian biker gang.
There is no question you send this guy off the bus first.
If you guys want to know what they're talking about, just Google Lewis Headley, L-O-U-I-S.
Oh, yeah.
Headley, H-E-D-L-U-I.
You ought to see this guy.
That's the 24-year-old punter.
Hi, mate.
You know what our job is as Lords of Death. We've got to shepherd. We've got to shepherd the gigantic... methamphetamines. Miami, mate.
I'm just happy. Miami's embracing.
What do you want me to do back there, mate?
Are you sure he's not from England? What accent are you doing?
All right, well, right here.
Yeah,
yeah, that's better.
Right. That's
here.
Better.
So what you've got to do, mate? You got to get in there and punt. I mean, I've got to punt. Did you ever play when you were a kid? Did you play punt? Did you play punt?
He had to go to a school to find out how to punt the football.
He didn't have to.
Because he's
you signed him.
No, what I'm saying is he's an Australian rules guy, so he had to go to his kicking academy to figure out how to punt a football.
And the comments are awesome.
They're going to know it's not me. Look how big I am. I'm rocked up. Look at me. There's no way they're going to think I'm a punter.
6'4", about 240.
Yeah, there's no way they're going to think I'm a punter.
Look at
I've been in prison, mate.
I'm going to take the over on Miami's new punter having more tackles than punts. Is this dude a punter, or did he just do 10 in Miami-Dade County Jail?
Miami guys, people have known about him for a while. He committed back during the season. I'm just glad.
You excited when you saw it? Like, this is gold.
I mean, this fits Miami perfectly. Oh. August 31st, his first game will be against Florida on national TV. So everyone, if people don't care about recruiting, everyone's going to get a taste.
Okay, who's going to be greater, Rodrigo or Headley?
Well, always Rodrigo.
Rodrigo's just
he's got his own rap album. I mean, he wears big-ass glasses.
Look, he's always Rodrigo.
We don't know about Headley yet. We just know he's a tattooed punter from Australia. We don't know in the backstory yet. When the backstory comes out, I feel like he's going to be America's sweetheart.
You might be right, but 100%.
Look at his tats.
Look at him. The 100% that this guy looks like something would be on if The Rock did a movie about, like, he looks like somebody from Ballers that doesn't actually play football, but that's what the movie industry thinks that they should get for a football player. It looks like football player, that's what it looks like.
Okay, before he's done at Miami, will he have a face tattoo?
I mean, if Chris Anderson's there, I'm sure he might take.
Is he coming from a JUCO?
Yeah.
No, I don't think he'll have one after 2 years.
Mm-hmm. I think.
Mm. Are you sure?
I don't know.
Dude, he does not have one not piece sure. of his body. It's all the way up to his chin. He's got tats.
Well, I think he's done.
There's one spot left.
Well, you don't know.
It's the face.
You see him in pads. You don't know other places that might be not tatted up
yet. I'm pretty sure. Yeah. If he's got it all the way up to his chin, I'm pretty sure he's got it all.
Well, he had a line. The line was, I won't tattoo my face.
I'm not going above that line.
Yeah, I'm not tattooing my face. Mm-hmm.
I don't think this dude has limits, if you want to know the truth.
I'm just saying, I feel like don't judge.
Yeah, you're trying to say he's got limits. He's limited.
We got 2 years to find out about Lewis Headley. He's going to be on the roster for the next 2 years. I'm sure the more stuff will come out. We can have an update every week about Lewis Headley.
100% Son of Anarchy, if you see it. Yes. 100%. Yes. I mean, you can't believe a punter.
Honestly.
And he's huge.
He's a big dude.
Yeah.
Is there any punter in college football he can't beat up?
Well, the only one I've ever seen would have been, and this is just because this guy lifted, was Todd Sauerbrunn. Remember him?
Oh, yeah.
He used to be a bodybuilder, basically.
He got suspended for steroids.
Shocking.
Mm-hmm.
Shocking.
Yeah.
That guy was all rocked up.
The punter got suspended.
And then he threatened to beat up the Grammatica brothers, and they're like, if we see you, bitch, it's on. Like, come on, Grammatica brothers. Please step to me. I'm like, can y'all stop?
Punters
can
against
you stop Grammaticas?
Will this be the first college punter Pat McAfee sends an email to the SID to interview?
Yes. Oh, 100% Pat McAfee. Can't wait for this guy.
Just for the accent. Guess where I went yesterday?
Where'd you go, John?
Prime Social.
Did you go to the Bayou Social Club?
I went. That's not the Bayou.
It's called
Prime Social. Prime Social. I got slapped out of my Kings. Got slapped out of the tournament, so I went over and played cash game. Bing, bing, bing,
boom, bang, pow.
And it's just wonderful because there's always Poker there were Street, like it was a Tuesday week. Afternoon. There's 15 tables going.
The last 7 days, Poker Street, you well.
Poker Street would be real.
Are you thinking about getting out of radio and going full time?
No, I'm not thinking about quitting my day job, if you want to know the truth. I'm not thinking anything about that because you get on a good run.
How it is.
But guess what? There's always a game. Always a game.
You know, this is the truth, though. Because I hadn't played for quite a while before I went over there, and I just started playing. And once you play, it's like golf. Like, you get into a rhythm, you get into a swing. The more you play, the better you get. It is true. It's the same thing with poker. It's not just the cards you get. It's how you play them. Now, the cards you get matter. Don't worry about it, especially in tournaments. But whether it's tournaments or cash games, you can go over there and test yourself. We had Adrian Peterson on there with the afternoon guys, had him on there. He was at Prime because he wanted to test himself. It was just about competing. It was a chance for him to compete. And then, of course, he was able to go to the NFL and got to compete like that. But it's a chance. A lot of guys go over there. My buddy Uncle Freddie, he was there yesterday. NHQ, did you see him?
Yesterday, yeah.
Yeah,
I saw him.
He was there playing. Cash games, fixed limit, Omaha, no limit hold'em. Different cash games, tournaments every day at noon other than Sundays.
How about next Saturday? They're giving away $20,000.
20 G's next Saturday. And now, I believe it's now every Friday is going to be or when we're broadcasting there. Every time we're at Prime, it's a $10,000 guarantee in the prize pool.
That's right.
No matter how many sign up, they're doing 10K for sure.
7801 Westheimer is the best poker place. It's not even close. Not even close. It's PrimeSocialTX.com.
ESPN 97.5.